here we go, ready for another week. I'm hoping that everybody's got some questions for me later on. Certainly, if you get any questions during this time, I'll be taking some time to answer questions. I think that's a really important part of this process, to not just have me lecture about a particular topic, but an online supervision program. Really, what we want to do is, in addition to me going into advanced topics more than ever before, I want to take the time to answer your questions and to talk about your clients. And even if your questions are off topic, ask the questions. There'll come a point where I'm done with our topic for today, and then I will open up questions for, you know, just open it up for any questions you might have with regard to anything you're doing with clients or anything to do with hypnosis or hypnotherapy, and I'll do my very best to answer those questions. Okay, today's topic, volume 3, is dealing with anger with AR and foo. Now, before we get going, I'm going to check and make sure everybody's seeing the same screen I'm seeing. What you should all be seeing now is you should be seeing on your screen a little picture of me on the left, and then at the very top it says Banyan's Online Supervision, Volume 3, Dealing with Anger and AR with Foo. So I'm going to turn off my little camcorder here so you can respond. Please, I need at least one or two of you to confirm that that is what you're seeing on your screen.
That's what I'm seeing.
Great. Thank you. Okay. Now I'm going to scroll down just a little bit. And we're going to look, now moving up to the top of your screen, it says Agenda for Online Supervision, Dealing with Anger with AR and Foo. And of course, AR, in case you forgot, is Age Regression or Hypnotic Age Regression Therapy. And Foo is Forgiveness of Others Therapy. Now, someone else just signed on. Welcome aboard. Let's see. It's time to delve deeply into the topic of anger. I'm going to go just a little bit deeper into how 5-PATH and how the secret language of feelings deals with anger than I've ever gone into any of the classes, except possibly some of the most recent classes. Okay. First, we want to remember, according to the Secret Language of Feelings book, all feelings come from our perceptions, be they accurate perceptions or inaccurate perceptions, real perceptions or imagined perceptions. Anger comes from the perception of unfairness. It doesn't matter if you're doing forgiveness therapy or if you're doing age regression or if we're talking real time. Kind of anger management. We got to keep that in mind. Now, also, why do our clients overreact? They overact because of a thing called resonance. Back in the history of their life, they felt feelings such as anger, and for one reason or another, they were not allowed to express those feelings, or they weren't able to resolve the unfairness, or they simply misperceived a situation. Then what happens is they clamp down on that anger, they hold it inside, and it's looking for a way to get expressed. And what happens? Well, it is just looking for a place to come out. And then something in the present upsets you, gets you angry, and all those angry feelings from the past resonate into the moment. And then you overreact. And you don't want to overreact. It can hurt your friendships, it can hurt your job, and it can just destroy your life when you overreact. You've been taught since you were a little boy or girl that you shouldn't get angry. So what do? You get involved in that process of what? Feel bad, distract. And so anger is one of those things that can cause that cycle to start happening. And once that happens, it becomes self-reinforcing, and people start eating too much, drinking too much, smoking too much, all these kinds of things. And so we need to use, to the maximum of our ability, age regression and we need to be able to use forgiveness of others therapy. And in the case where they're angry at themselves, we need to worry about forgiveness of self.